parent, a person who provides for a child. To be a parent is a wonderful honor that God bestows on us, and He honors us when we are inexperienced and naive. So we will make mistakes. If we think we can raise our children correctly without injecting God into the process, that is our first and biggest mistake. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. One of the wonderful things about youth is innocence. The challenge we have today is protecting our children from losing that innocence prematurely. The digital age, entertainment, and prosperity has enabled that innocence to evaporate all too soon for many children. We need to change our behavior as parents towards our children. Giving is not always a sign of love. Sometimes saying no is best. Sometimes telling the child to go outside and play is best. Sometimes having them work for an allowance is best. Unless you move to a commune or a separatist enclave, there will still be exposure that you cannot prevent. The message here is, don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. Be a parent, not a friend. Help the child enjoy the innocence their age expects. Once it is gone, it is lost forever. Parents need to tell this truth to their children. Number one, you are only one in 7 billion people. Number two, only about 100 of those people know you. Number three, only 10 or less of those people really care about you. Number four, so the numbers indicate you are not very special. Number five, you need to derive your value from God, who created you, who died for you, who really loves you, and who has a plan for your life.